Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Last week, Paul pressed us to walk in a manner that is worthy of our calling, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity in the spirit of the Spirit and the bond of peace. He told us that this unity is found only in the one body of Christ and in the one Spirit who calls us to this one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all, who has given to us his church. He has given to us his prophets and apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to administer the gifts of word and sacrament, that you may obtain unity in this one true faith by growing up in the knowledge of Christ, the Son of God, so as not to be tossed to and fro and carried away by the waves and wind of false doctrine, by human cunning and by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, you are called to be joined to the body of Christ and work together in truth and love. It is the apostle, the one who was sent by Christ to speak his word on his behalf, that Paul continues to exhort the Ephesians, commanding them to no longer walk in the ways of their former lives, in the ways of those who do not know Christ, because walking is more than a simple action. It is all-encompassing, referring to our faith, our confession, and our obedience to the Word. Those who walk without a knowledge of Christ have dark, vain, and worthless minds. Their ignorance is not simply a lack of knowledge, but a refusal to acknowledge God and Him in Christ. Their ignorance is idolatry, leaving them dead in their sin. They stand alienated from life in God, not knowing or accepting the things of God and the life that He comes to give. Their hardened hearts are unable to function properly as the instruments of the law, as they are unable to feel God's condemnation or desire to do His ways. So instead, they give themselves permission to do whatever it is that pleases them, chasing after their own desires and giving their minds over to depravity and corruption as they pursue every evil that is within their hearts. From this ignorance, then, is born all evil, all falsehood, all unrighteousness. From this ignorance, the unbelievers are enticed by the whispers of sin, the devil, and the world as they are tossed to and fro. They follow all kinds of idols and find all kinds of way to justify their immorality, even to the point of calling what is evil good and what is good evil. They are hopeless. They are truly dead men walking. For this reason, Paul commands the Ephesians and all who have been redeemed by Christ to no longer walk in this way, to put off the old self, this corrupt manner of life with its deceitful desires, and instead to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Because there is no such thing as being morally neutral. You are either actively pursuing Christ and the things of God in your walk, or you are actively pursuing unclean and unholy things, thus making yourself unholy. And nothing unclean or unholy can ever come near and be in the presence of the holiness of God. So instead, Paul instructs then that we put on the new self, which was created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. This new self was created in your baptism, when you received the forgiveness of Christ and were sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. So Paul defines two ways of walking: the old way and the new way. The two have nothing to do with each other at all, and indeed they are opposed to one another. The Gentile Christian whom Paul is writing to has become something separate and distinct from the other Gentiles in Ephesus. For they have been made by their baptism into a new people when they received Christ and were transformed into something new by the Holy Spirit. Only on the basis of this renewal can Paul expect righteousness and holy deeds and words to follow. For the fallen human mind can only be overcome by its recreation in holy baptism. Apart from such sacramental illumination, our own understanding remains as dark as the Gentiles, trapped by the lusts of the flesh. But when the light of Christ comes, it gives us a renewed heart and mind through the water and the word. We acknowledge God for who he is and for the life that he has come to give. Our renewed hearts and minds do not look to our own will and desires, but they look only to the will and word of God to guide and to lead them. So there is the way of our own dark and vain minds, through our own thoughts and desires, and then there's the way of Christ. Walking in the old manner of life only leads us to walk away from the faith and Christ and back into the old manner of belief. So when was the last time you examined your manner of walking, of your faith, of your confession, of your obedience to the word? Paul would not have written this to the Ephesians if they were not tempted or in danger of returning to their former way of walking. We too are tempted to return to this old manner of life. How can that be, you might ask? As many of us were baptized as infants or as youth and had no former way of life before being brought to those saving waters of salvation and receiving the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Yet we know, as Scripture confesses, that we were all conceived and born in sin. We were born in ignorance, and therefore we were born as idolaters. And we still had to be brought to those saving waters to be renewed in the spirit of our minds by the Holy Spirit. And still, even in this baptismal life, the old self clings to us, afraid of being drowned, refusing to die in this life. We come and confess this every week, that we have done the very things that are commanded for us not to do. So when was the last time you examined your walk? Because frankly, much of what passes as Christianity today is nothing but falsehood and deceit. The world, the devil, and our own sinful flesh work together to corrupt our renewed minds and bring us back into slavery and idolatry. The only way that we can know Christ and God in him aright is through his working in his word and sacrament, through the gifts that he himself has given to his body. The body of Christ itself is a gift given by God that keeps us in the one true faith. This is why Paul commands us to speak to one another in truth, because we are members of one another. Yet the unholy Trinity continually works against our new man, telling us to despise the word and gifts of God, to neglect the meeting together of the saints, to instead trust in our own hearts and minds in spiritual matters. How often have we been told to follow our hearts, to trust our feelings, that it doesn't matter as long as we authentically believe? In this way, the unholy Trinity works to deny and reject the word of God in our lives. But when we do so, we are walking in the way of our former life. We are walking in a way that is contrary to Christ. For by trusting our mind and our heart is not the way that we learned of Christ. We did not come to the knowledge of Christ through our own reason or strength, but through the Spirit alone who works through the means of grace. It was the Word and Spirit alone that renewed us in our baptism, and so it is only the Word and Spirit alone that sustains our walk and faith in Christ. When we instead turn to trust in our own thoughts and intuitions over the Word of God, believing for whatever reason that we do not need to read or heed His Word, we are saying that we know better than what God Himself has said. We believe that our minds and hearts are wiser than Scripture, and we seek God apart from His Word. By doing so, we once again become idolaters, worshiping falsehood, and remain in our sin. For on its own, the heart and mind are dark, unable to grasp God or His will, much less desire either of them. This is why Paul warns the Ephesians and us, because only the unbeliever trusts what is in their hearts, as Scripture reveals that only evil resides in the heart of man. Idolatry, sexual immorality, gossip, hatred, bitterness, covetousness, and all manners of evil are easy for us to come by, because that is in fact where our hard heart leads us to. That is, if our hearts remain unchecked by the Word of God. For those that have been remade in God's righteousness and holiness look not to their own hearts and minds, but they keep the Word of God ever before them, praying from the Word of God, studying and digesting the Word of God, struggling day by day to live according to the Word of God. And so we do not grieve the Holy Spirit by turning back to our own reason or strength, by returning again to walk in the former ways of ignorance, by being ruled again by the desires of our hearts. Instead, we seek to imitate God Himself. So put off all falsehood and be renewed in the spirit of your mind by the Holy Spirit, and thus walk only in the way of Christ. Rely on His gifts to walk in His truth. This includes submitting yourself to the body of Christ that speaks the truth of His Word. For this too is a gift from God to keep you in the faith. There is no such thing as Lone Ranger Christianity. There is no room for your thoughts, your opinions, and your desires in Christianity. There is only room for Christ. Anything else is falsehood. For He did not consult you when He made the world and all things in it. Christ and His church do not fit into you. They do not fit into your lives only when it is convenient or desirable to you. Instead, as Christians, you fit into the life of Christ and the church. If the preaching of a certain sin bothers you, that is because the Spirit is working His law within you, letting you know that you are not walking completely in the way of Christ. But then again, this should happen to each and every one of us, especially as we examine our walks, because we all day by day sin, and the old self clings to us. But the good news is this: if you find yourself walking in a way that is contrary to God and His Word, you have hope. For the very recognition of the sin means you still have the Spirit of God dwelling within you, renewing you day by day, working within you to renew your heart and mind. All that is required is that you let the Spirit turn you and repent, to let the Spirit convict you and restore you as you receive the forgiveness of sins from Christ alone. He who redeemed you and renewed you still renews you today. For He eagerly uplifts and restores His child who turns to Him and delights in His Word alone. For it is the will of the Father that Christ does not lose a single one who is given to Him. Whoever comes to Jesus, He will never cast out. Instead, he will raise those who come to him up on the last day to eternal life. This is the hope and promise we have in the Spirit. So walk in him, walk in love, walk in Christ, repent of your sin, receive forgiveness, and trust in his word alone. For when you have Jesus, you have salvation. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.